Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is October 2nd, 2016. In this report, I will take a look at the next presidential debate, that is, Clinton versus Trump, round two. But first, let's review how the astrology worked out for the first presidential debate showdown of last week, when over 81 million people witnessed what was easily the most bizarre match in the history of televised U.S. presidential debates. As was obvious from the very beginning, Mrs. Clinton was poised, controlled, and evidently well-rehearsed. She demonstrated her command of the details and facts. The effects of Saturn, planet of control, transiting in her second house of speech were clearly evident, and Mars, transiting in her third house, gave her the necessary power to go on the offensive against Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump relied on his standard stump speech sentences to get him through the first segment of the debate. His statements were made with passion and conviction, but then, 20 minutes into the debate, Trump started to lose it. His answers became less coherent. The Mercury-Rahu combination transiting in his ascendant was quite obvious. Rahu, the eclipse point, made his answers sound less and less rational. As the debate wore on, the angry shouting, finger-shaking, disconnected sentences, typical of his delivery style, started to overwhelm Trump's reasoning ability. By one count, Trump interrupted Clinton 40 times in the course of the debate. Mars, the planet of combat, was opposite his natal Mercury, planet of communication. Then, there's the multiplier effect of the Jupiter transit in his second house of speech, which helped to make his speaking style even more exaggerated. Clinton maintained her cool, giving measured responses, and with more and more smiles as her opponent went through the process of self-immolation. A key point in the presidential debates is who looks more presidential and likable to the voters. Venus is the planet of appearance, attraction, of sociability, of likability. Venus transiting in Clinton's ascendant helped her to maintain her composure, whereas the Mars transit and the Jupiter transit in Trump's chart helped him to lose his. So, the question is, how will the next debate go? Except for Mercury and the Moon, the planets are not going to change signs between the first and second debates. So the energy patterns are generally similar. Sunday, October 9th, is when the next debate takes place in St. Louis. Here's the chart of the beginning of debate number two. Aries, a very proactive sign, is rising at the time of the debate. This makes Mars, the planet of combat, the ruler of the chart. Mars is placed in the ninth house, the house of beliefs, morals, and ethics, indicating that that's where the emphasis will be. Mr. Trump has already let it be known that he's taking the gloves off for the second round, that Mrs. Clinton's, and especially her husband's, behavior when they were last in the White House will be a major topic. Note, too, that in this chart, Mercury is in close conjunction with Jupiter, which is the planetary ruler of the ninth house sign Sagittarius, and is placed in the sixth house of struggles, enemies, and defense. Mercury is the planet of communications. Jupiter is the planet of increase, and therefore exaggeration. And they are together in Virgo, a sign that has an obsession with details. So, lots of fighting over the details. Another interesting detail is the moon, the significator of the public, being in the 10th house of community actions, and it's in Capricorn, a sign that favors sober, practical realities. Indeed, since this debate will be in town hall style, the public will be clearly present and will be taking a direct part in the questioning. Okay, so now let's take a look at how the planet's positions will affect each of the contestants' birth charts during the second debate. First up, Mrs. Clinton. Mars, planet of war, is a really important planet for any kind of fight. Mars in Sagittarius is still transiting in her third house as it was during the first debate. This is considered to be a beneficial position for Mars, since Mars, as the planet of strategy and attack, and the third house being the house of making efforts and the use of skills and talents, they kind of fit together. Saturn, meanwhile, is still transiting in Scorpio, her second house of speech. Here, the planet of maturity makes her sound like the grown-up in the room. Meanwhile, Venus, the planet of appearances and attraction, the planet of likability, is still in Libra, where it boosts her ascendant sign. In fact, on the night of the second debate, Venus is conjunct Mrs. Clinton's natal Venus, putting a major accent on Venus' significations for her, and making her very relatable. Then we have the Jupiter-Mercury conjunction in Virgo, which puts it in the 12th house of Clinton's chart. Jupiter, as the planet of beneficence, transiting in the 12th house of unknown people, can bring some benefit from an unknown source. This, in fact, showed up in the first debate as the benefit that Clinton got from bringing up the case of Alicia Machado, turning a forgotten person into a major gotcha point against Mr. Trump. Now for the second debate, Mercury has joined up with Jupiter, enhancing the potential for expanded communication with the 12th house people, in other words, the masses. Also, Jupiter and Mercury are in near conjunction with Mrs. Clinton's Neptune, the planet of dreams and idealism. So, it looks pretty good for Clinton for the second debate. Now for Mr. Trump. What are the planets doing to his chart on the night of the second debate? Mars, planet of combat, is still transiting in Mr. Trump's fifth house of self-expression and still opposing his natal Mercury, planet of rational thinking. Aggression and rational thinking obviously don't get along with each other. The difference is, this time, the opposition from Mars to his natal Mercury is near exact. In other words, the potential for argument is, if anything, more extreme. Mr. Trump has indeed said that he would hit Hillary harder in the second debate. And as in the first debate, Saturn is still transiting in his fourth house, getting ever closer to his natal Moon-Ketu combination. Saturn's negative energy in this position thwarts Mr. Trump's usually excellent intuition, making him more prone to misgauge a situation. And then there's the Jupiter transit in Virgo in Mr. Trump's second house of speech, which this time is closely accompanied by Mercury. What's interesting here is that Jupiter and Mercury are in near exact conjunction with Mr. Trump's natal Neptune. Neptune is the planet of fantasy and illusion. Jupiter is the planet of increase. Mercury is rational thinking. This rather confusing mix is going to make Trump's speech even less intelligible than normal. The tendency for exaggeration and hyperbole, which he is inclined towards anyway due to his natal Jupiter being in his second house, shows he'll be making a lot of errors, leaving him open to severe criticism by the fact-checkers. And lastly, remember that the moon is a general indicator of the public in Vedic astrology. Note that the moon on the night of the debate is in the early degrees of Capricorn, putting it in Mr. Trump's sixth house of struggle and enemies, and in near exact opposition to his natal Saturn-Venus combination. Thus, the public with whom he has to interact with in this debate could turn into his enemy. Apparently, the planets are going to favor Mrs. Clinton over Mr. Trump for the second debate. In an upcoming segment, I will do an analysis of the third and final debate. But that'll do it for this week's segment of the Astrology News Report. And you can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.